Once again, the Westfarris Trojans marched to raise funds for cancer, and once again, the results were astronomical. Students, teachers, and local dignitaries convened at the Kiwanis Bandshell at the North Bay waterfront late this morning to announce this year's fundraising total. The students raised $50,000. "I'm very proud of all of you," Westfarris Vice Principal Scott Behrens told the crowd. "It's a tremendously important cause." He also encouraged the students, about 700 took part in today's parade, to thank the folks that have supported this. "All of your tremendous fundraising efforts come from somewhere, and they do it every year." Indeed, the town has really gotten behind the parade's cause. Last year, over $50,000 was raised, and the year before that, another $50,000. In total, the parade has raised around $450,000 since it began. See? Trojans unstoppable in their parade for cancer. Teacher Mark Robertson, who helps to organize the events, shared Vice Principal Barron's appreciation for the people. When he's asked how the event continues to be so successful, he's quick to respond that it's the many people who support it. "The door-to-door canvassers from the school are always welcomed, and people are very generous, as are the local businesses who donate prizes, which help to incentivize the students as well." Mayor Peter Kiriko attended today to thank the fundraisers, as did North Bay's Deputy Mayor, Maggie Horsfield. Kiriko mentioned he is a cancer survivor, 14 years clear, and if it's not for things that you do each and every day, this wouldn't be possible. The Trojan Parade for Cancer resonates with many in the community as all of the funds raised stay local. Mark Danu, the director of emergency critical care at the hospital, spoke to the crowd about what these donations mean. "You're helping to supply the equipment to treat diagnosed cancer right here," Danu said. "You're ensuring the best possible care is available close to home, for your friends and your families." After 29 years, the event is still gaining steam, and all involved are very proud of the tradition. Lainey Pileski and Vanessa Beaudry serve as co-presidents of the student union, and both were beaming as today's number was revealed. "I'm always very proud to be a part of this school," Beaudry said. "Since attending Farris, I've always felt the spirit through every single thing that we do, and it's great to see it going out into the community." "The spirit is strong," Pileski agreed. "I'm very grateful," she said, "of being part of the event, and I love everyone's generosity and everyone's gratefulness. Everyone always participates and dresses up, and it's always a good time." David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.